Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you back on this Thursday. And I am Dan Bach. Big thanks going to Mr. Travis Mangone for covering the show Monday through Wednesday when I was out at the FSTA out in LA. Had a great time catching up with a lot of the industry peeps, but also kind of get back. Good to be back into the swing of playing some daily fantasy sports, of course. Today, we get the start of golf. That's right. Tiger Woods back in action. I'm really pumped for that. So I don't know if I was so excited that I woke up at like 5 a.m., which legitimately makes no sense. Because when you go from West Coast to East Coast, then you're supposed to want to sleep in. You go from East Coast to West Coast, then you wake up early. Well, I don't know any other explanation of why I was up at like 5 a.m. this morning, except I'm just pumped to play some fantasy golf with Tiger Woods in the field. With that said, not playing Tiger Woods this week very much, hardly at all. But that's for another show. But I do need to say thanks to our friends at Fantasy Draft. We do have some golf to talk about with this because we did a promo with them last year called Road to Augusta, which basically was an opportunity for people who have signed up on Fantasy Draft through the Roto Grinders link to have a chance to go to Augusta, of course, for the Masters. And we're doing this with our friends over at Tour Junkies. So what you really need to do is play a PGA contest, and you play any contest, then you get a single raffle entry. And then if you play the Tour Card contest, you get five entries for the grand prize drawing, which is going to happen at the end of March. So basically, if you haven't signed up at Fantasy Draft, you got to do that. Go through our links here on Roto Grinders. Then you're eligible, and then you just play golf every week. And you load up those entries, and hopefully your name is the one that is selected. So you can go to Augusta. I've never been to the Masters. It's one of the few things in sports I haven't been able to do. And I'm going to do it at some point in time. I don't know if it'll be this year, but you get to play daily fantasy sports, and you might have a chance to get all expenses paid trip to Augusta. So take a look at that. We had a email out on it. Should have something out there in the forums, but you'll be hearing more about that as well. But we've got NBA today. Only a quick little four-game slate. I'm glad yesterday I didn't play, that I was on a flight, because all I know was I probably would have played guys like Wayne Selden and Joe Young, and I would have hated myself for it. And then I would have looked at my, you know, money lost and said, you know, this is why you don't play those guys. But tonight, I don't know if we're going to have, nearly as many scrubs that we have to play. So let's get into it. We got a four-game slate. We'll get you in, we'll get you out, and set up for the day. And as always, be sure to be checking out all of our great premium content over at Roto Grinders. I'll tell you what, the court report, the crunch time, those things right before lock, must watch and must read pieces of content here on RG. All right, let's get to it. We'll go to the point guard position. And obviously, we got Russell Westbrook at the top at 11-9. I don't think it's a Westbrook day. I really don't. Over on FanDuel at 11-9, let's see, the DraftKings price is at 11-4. Fantasy Draft at over 20K, almost 21. I just don't know if we need to go there today. I don't think we're going to have the value that we've had yesterday, today. And if we do, if things open up for us, then yeah, I think you can play him because he's a triple-double waiting to happen. But, you know, you've got Steph Curry at 2K cheaper. You've got John Wall at over 2K cheaper than him. I mean, those guys are studs, and that doesn't even get into the next tier of point guards. So I think there's other spots I want to spend today, and I don't really think Russell Westbrook is a guy I'm going to have much exposure to. at least in my cash games. Obviously, in tournaments, totally different story. You know, if I'm doing a three-entry max, maybe I put him in one of my three. But that's it. I don't think I'm going greater than that. And again, I'm doing this at 7 a.m. Things can certainly change throughout the day. In terms of, you know, guys like Curry and Wall, Wall has really been struggling here lately. And I did a little research on his history versus Westbrook, and it hasn't been particularly great. And I think right now we've got OKC sitting at number four in the DVP against point guards. So I think for like 400 more, you're probably going to a guy like Steph Curry, you know, over somebody like John Wall. But when you consider ownership, that's going to be a little bit of a difference. And I think it might also matter what site you're playing on. Because FanDuel, you got 98 to 94. On DraftKings, you've got Steph Curry at 10-4. Fantasy Draft at 19-3, where Wall today on DraftKings is 8-5. So you're almost 2K savings on DraftKings from Wall to Curry. And then Fantasy Draft down to 16-2. So, you know, I'm not... I think you can make the case even for, and it's not bad games, like 40 fantasy points, which you kind of will take at 8,500. But if you're playing on FanDuel today, I don't think you can really play John Wall at all, because I think you should just play Curry over him. And again, that kind of goes back. Remember, if you're using our lineup HQ, you can see the salary differential between the sites and John Wall, you know, the largest clearly between FanDuel and DraftKings. And so, yeah, keep that, you know, in mind while you're building your lineups here today. But moving down just a little bit in terms of other options for us, we got to keep our eye on De'Aaron Fox. I doubt he plays today. You know, he left the Orlando game early, got an MRI, came back negative. But I'd be kind of surprised if they don't give him a day off. And if they do, that's going to probably increase the minutes for George Hill. Now, he only played 19 minutes last game against Charlotte, but did have, 41 spot against Utah the game before that. Now, clearly, you know, they're trying to go younger, but if Fox can't play, I think Hill's going to get some run. He's really cheap at 45 on FanDuel and DraftKings, 88 on Fantasy Draft. Only if De'Aaron Fox is out, do I roll him? And I'm not interested in really De'Aaron Fox anyway, because this matchup in general, it's pretty ugly. Like, you know, Miami versus Sacramento, like these are two kind of slow, grinded out teams. Probably not a spot that I'm looking to get too much exposure to at all. But that is one place. And then there's a shooting guard we can talk about as well, who could be in play for us here today. Jeff Teague tonight, again, gets a pretty good tempoed game against Golden State. I don't know if we've got a total on this one, just kind of waiting on the injury side of things. And I certainly don't mind him because he's cheap over at FanDuel 6K, DraftKings 64, a little less interested there, 12K in Fantasy Draft. I don't think we need to go there, but on FanDuel in particular, again, he's a guy that with Jimmy Butler probably not going to play. Might see a few more shots. I think this is an intriguing game here today with Minnesota and Golden State. So Teague, really like the price on him. You know, the DVP really lines up for Jarrett Jack today against Denver, and Jamal Murray and that defense are so bad versus point guards. But I just can't get excited about playing a guy who's only going to get 28 minutes. And I guess technically he has a ceiling in the 40s because we saw it against New Orleans and Chicago. Where he did that, but those were games where he played 36 and 40 minutes. That Chicago game definitely went overtime. I just don't really see the case for it here on the slate at 4,600. I mean, if you just say I have to have Westbrook and value doesn't open, I guess he's a guy who you could throw in there, but I don't feel like that's the build for us today. Goran Dragic, Tyler Johnson, both these guys are supposed to play today. So again, I kind of mentioned before, I'm not interested so much in this game. And I think that's particularly the case now that everybody seems to be, or that team seems to be getting healthy. With those two guys out of the mix, you know, we cared more about Josh Richardson, James Johnson, but with them back against Sacramento, it's not a spot that I'm really looking to attack too much. Let's talk a little bit about Jamal Murray here. Last two games, he has gone for 54 and 47 fantasy points. He's taken 19 and 17 shots. Now, he also made 14 for 19 from the field and 10 for 17 from the field. That's incredibly efficient shooting. 4 for 6 from 3, 5 for 8 from 3. Typically, we're not going to see that from him. Now, I don't know that he's like overpriced still, though. Now, he went from a 6K salary on DraftKings to 67, went from 11.7 on Fantasy Draft to 12.4, and went from 6,300 up to 75 over on FanDuel. That's a big jump on FanDuel. I think that's probably a little too much for me, especially in cash games. But the $6,700 number in a home game against Jared Jack in New York, I think I can roll Jamal Murray out there comfortably because, you know, even though he was really efficient with his shooting there, he actually, if you look back to, you know, that previous hot streak that he had where he shot the ball 23 times, 20 times, 22 times, he was still under 20 shots in each of the last two games. So I think the shot total can actually even go up for him a little bit. And if he's less efficient, it's not a big deal. He's still going to get those points. So, yeah, like I think that Jamal Murray is a guy we can look at on Fantasy Draft and DraftKings. Obviously, he's not unplayable on FanDuel, but he's not my my top option for us today. All right, moving on to shooting guard. And I think, again, price per dollar on FanDuel today, Tim Hardaway Jr. seems kind of interesting at 5,900, 63 DraftKings, 13.3 Fantasy Draft. I'm going to pass on. But on FanDuel, where you're rostering two, you know, he's a guy that's, you know, coming off a 34-minute game against Golden State, took 12 shots, only made four of them. And again, he's been playing enough, you know, in terms of, you know, coming back from that injury or whatnot. And he can get you into the mid-30s, even into the 40s. Not a bad matchup for him here against Denver as well. We'll see if Porzingis decides to play. I just think he's too cheap on FanDuel and probably in play on DraftKings as well. So I like him price per dollar for us today. But this, you know, shooting guard position in general is pretty miserable. Andrew Wiggins, it's hard not to really want to pull the trigger on him over the last three games we've seen with Jimmy Butler out. He scored 24, 40, and 29 real-life points. Now, he also, you know, Wiggined the other rebounding and assist categories, 2-2, 6-1 the last two games. So there's, you know, you'd love him to do better than that. But I think it's going to come down to Butler. Butler, you know, somehow comes back and plays today, which it's not an impossibility, I suppose. Maybe they looked at it and said, okay, we got a back-to-back. We want to save him for the Golden State game, and he plays today. I think that's not an impossibility because he wasn't, like, doubtful until, like, later in the day. They definitely weren't going to play him back-to-back. So this feels like a bigger game against Golden State. So we'll see on Butler, but if he is out, Wiggins, you know, just huge uptick in shots here. He went from, you know, 12, 12, 11 to 17, 28, and 21 in the last three games. So he's gotten the biggest bump. So keep your eye on that that injury situation. And then the other guy that we, I think, really matters here today in terms of the injury side of things with that Sacramento game could be Garrett Temple. He played incredibly well against Orlando. Now, again, shot 14 for 17 from the field, scored 34 real-life points. Yes, that whole game is an outlier, but he also played well enough, I think, to get more run. If Fox is out, I don't think he's going to score you 40 fantasy points, but if he gets you 30 in at 4,300 on DraftKings or 49 on FanDuel or 84 on Fantasy Draft, you will absolutely take that. So keep your eye on that situation with Garrett Temple here today. But that game total, again, sitting at about 205. But he's one of the few names in that game that I'm looking to play. You know, Bradley Beal, he is fine. Like, super safe. He does have upside. And probably a guy in a day like today where if you're playing FanDuel and you got to play two of them, it's easy to plug them in because I really think it's like a fair and balanced lineup today. I don't think it's, like I said in the opening, I don't think it's a Westbrook day. And he's 7,200. He is, looking at the previous numbers, 7,200 on DraftKings. And he was, 8,200 just on the 15th of January. So right now we're buying really cheap on him. Like 7,200, 7K is about as low as he normally goes. The high point for him is usually about 86, I'm seeing. So we're getting good value on this. I don't love the matchup here against OKC. It was okay defensive team. But again, it's like, where else are we going to go? I feel pretty safe with him today in that situation. Will Barton, Gary Harris, I just can't really figure these guys out, so I usually don't play either of them. Wayne Ellington, I think we can get off of based on the likelihood we're going to see Dragic and or Tyler Johnson play. If they're out, I guess you could give them some consideration, but I'm not buying it all that much. Klay Thompson here against Minnesota at 6,600. Really bad the last two games against New York and Houston. I mean, 15 fantasy points. Certainly has not had the caliber of season we've seen previously for him. I think he's really interesting in GPPs at 6,300, but, you know, I'd rather go with an Andrew Wiggins over him, assuming Jimmy Butler is out, of course, tonight. All right, let's move on to small forward. And, you know, Paul George, do we get some, I'm pissed off I didn't get into the All-Star game narrative from him? 7,600 on DraftKings, really an interesting salary there. Now, yeah, man, I haven't played the last few games or last few days, and I feel kind of, you know, part of me is happy I didn't, but I would have loved to play Paul George at 7,600 and 7,300 against Cleveland and Brooklyn, two pretty bad defensive teams. So he's been over 40 fantasy points in three of the last four, and the price really hasn't risen over on DK at 76. FanDuel at 81, same thing. Like, he's actually, you know, was 83, 83, 83, 8K, and now 81. And again, 40 or more in three of his last four games. I think Paul George is going to be an excellent option for us today at the small forward spot. I'm probably not playing Butler here, even if he does go. It is an interesting matchup here against Golden State, and he has been like the center of that offense. But it does concern me, the injury and, you know, how that's going to affect him. So not my top play today. Obviously, Kevin Durant. You love Durant when we've got somebody not playing there, but he's been pretty steady. 46, 43, 42, 59, 41. You know, all these games in the 40s are great, but, you know, we want 5, 6X if we can get it. I want 50s, and I'm not really getting them right now. So 10-5 on FanDuel, probably going to pass on. I think the 99 on DraftKings and the 18K on Fantasy Draft is intriguing. I'd probably rather have him on the savings off of Westbrook if I'm going to go to one of those two guys. But again, this build not really sending me down that path right now. Otto Porter against Oklahoma City, 5,900 on DraftKings and 11-5 on Fantasy Draft is standing out for me. The problem is his shots are just way down. He's never a high-volume shooter, but under 10 attempts in four consecutive games, the dude doesn't really get to the free throw line. Like, you really need him to bang the glass and get the assist. He just hasn't been doing it. He was worth a shot on DraftKings at 5,900. FanDuel at 65, I think, is just too pricey for me today. So I don't see him being the best option on the board. Michael Beasley, we'll see whether or not he gets what kind of run he gets today. If Porzingis is out, then yes, we want to fire up the Bees today at 5,900 on FanDuel, 62 over on DraftKings and 12-2 on Fantasy Draft. But I still think that's a little bit up in the air. And he still could potentially be playable even if he does play. Because I think there's going to like limit the minutes there for Porzingis potentially today coming back. Bielitsa, again, if he draws the start, I'm fine with it. You know, 35, 34 minutes each of the last two games. And he's 4,500. Again, he's going to be kind of chalky, I think, on this slate. If Butler does sit, but you know, the salary's up a little bit, but it's not out of range for us just yet. Okay, moving on to power forward next. And, Draymond, super safe at 8,100. You know, he called Brian Windhorst Mr. No-Neck or something the other day. Dude, man, fat joke. Just brutal, Draymond. But 7,500 on DraftKings, 81 on FanDuel, 13.6 on Fantasy Draft. I can absolutely get behind. Like, that guy's going to be in my lineup for sure on Fantasy Draft today. But I like, again, fair and balances on my build. I think that's going to be probably my strategy, and he kind of fits that a little bit. We do have some value in name here with Markieff Morris. He has, like, a good game, like, every third game or something. So, you know, I think he's fine in tournaments. You could go there in cash game. It is only a four-game slate. And you look at the other value options, there's not a lot out there. So he does kind of pop a little bit on that front. So he's viable. We got to hear what happens with Zach Randolph. You know, word is he's probably going to play today. And if he does, that's going to probably take me off of Scal a little bit, who's been playing great, but now has been juiced up to 5,600 on FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings, and 9,600 on Fantasy Draft. Those salaries make sense with no Z-Bo. If Z-Bo's there, they don't make that much sense for me. So probably going to get off of that one a little bit. Carmelo did not play very well against Brooklyn, but three games prior to that, 48, 36, 37, and we're paying pretty much those low prices. You know, they juiced him up against Brooklyn to 7,200 on FanDuel, brought him back down to 66, was up to 66 on DraftKings, now down to 61. And on Fantasy Draft at 11.8, I'm fine on this kind of potential bounce-back spot against Washington. Total in this game, 213. James Johnson, all right. Kelly Olynyk, all right. But again, I don't love this matchup at all. I think I'm probably avoiding that one. I think it's going to be low scoring. And then Taj Gibson, the last kind of relevant player. Just so limited upside, but pretty safe because he's locked in on, 30-plus minutes, assuming he stays out of foul trouble. So he's all right here against Golden State. Actually kind of fits this lineup or this matchup pretty well here today. So I don't mind him. Now let me get to my center spot where I think my favorite play in the day today is Karl Anthony Towns at 9K on FanDuel, 92 on DraftKings, 17.2 on Fantasy Draft. And he's played over the last 3 years, 2 years, he's played Golden State 6 times. And he's never finished under 36 fantasy points. In fact, has been over 45 of the 6 times he has faced this Golden State team. I think he shows up here again today, and he's my favorite play on this slate because the price for him has not elevated to the level that it probably should, to be honest with you. So I'm locking him in my lineup. And then, like, when you compare, like, Whiteside, for example, like, what did the algorithm do here? Like, this is weird. 9,300 here. And admittedly, he'd been playing better. He had a really nice game last time against Houston. But, man, he was, like, 7,600 four games ago, and now he's 93 on FanDuel. He was 676 on DraftKings just last game, and now he's up to 84, and was 13.6 on Fantasy Draft, now up to 15.4. So the projection models are really thinking he is going off today, at least on the pricing algorithms, but I can't do it. Like, I love him in that 8K range, 7K range, but 9? In a game with a 200 total, I think it's a hard pass for me. I'm not going to go there. Jokic at 97 against the Knicks. Obviously, his production's been good, not great lately. Not really reaching value at this high salary. More of a DraftKings or Fantasy Draft play, I think, because you can have flexibility. You can play multiple centers. You can move guys around. So, in that regard, I'm fine with it, but that's probably all I'm looking at there. Gortat, 4,300. That is so tempting, but he's just been so bad lately. He's been under 20 fantasy points in four consecutive games, and the minutes are just going in the wrong direction. He should play really good minutes here because he matches up well against Steven Adams in terms of, like, size. I mean, the Dallas game, I kind of understand. That's not a game that I think he needs to be on the floor for. But Detroit and Charlotte, yes. I mean, Andre Drummond, Dwight Howard, he played 18 and 19 minutes. So it's hard to kind of push that button here today at the center spot. As for Steven Adams himself, guy's been, you know, crushing, man. Dude, rebounds, you know, double-digit rebounds now in, what, five straight games? I mean, last game is interesting. He only scored six real-life points and still finished with 30 fantasy points. At 7,300 on FanDuel, again, I'm probably going up to get Towns, but 66 on DraftKings is extremely playable. Fantasy draft at 11,900, extremely playable. And those are the sites where you can play Towns and you can play him. So it's probably the way that I'm looking to do it. So don't mind playing a couple of different centers for you on this slate. All right, I'm done. I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow on the full Friday night slate. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Remember, sign up through our links and play some golf, and you'll be eligible to maybe go to the Masters. What an incredible experience that would be. And I'll be back on the podcast as well tomorrow. Good luck tonight in DFS. Talk to you tomorrow on the podcast. See you, everybody.